Trista Patterson, thank you so much for being here.
So excited to be here, Ken.
We asked you to choose 10 songs that you would take to a deserted island if you were to be cast away mm-hmm. in some sort of a shipwreck of sorts.
Yes. Wait, is she going now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cue the island! Woman overboard! Throw her an iPod!
I'm feeling slightly unnerved already.
So you're going to be on an island, and you have 10 songs.
Right.
And the island, the first question we have for you is, you get to choose. Are you going to be in an island down in the Pacific with palm trees, or maybe a Sitka-style island with our own, beautiful Sitka spruce?
Well, let's see. The island is in South America, and this island in particular is a very tropical paradise. And it's the island that I always imagined because long ago, actually, this really happened. I was deserted on a virtual island in South America in the middle of nowhere with no one for 300 miles in any direction, trapped with 150,000 penguins with no one around in any direction. And I was there for 9 months. and it was so isolated. And it was a time before email. We had no running water. We had only solar power electricity. We had a fax that would arrive by a tourist bus once every 2 weeks.
What was the name of this island?
This island was called Ponte Tombo. It was a penguin reserve in the in a part about halfway down the coast of Argentina. And at the time when I took the assignment, I thought I was going to be like Diane Fossey for the penguins. And I thought mm-hmm. this was going to be really romantic to be out in the middle of nowhere, me and the penguins. And I tell you, it was one of the most isolating experiences ever. And I remember in this exercise, I was reflecting on what music I brought with me. And what music really resonated with me when I was there. And I listened to all that music and damn if I couldn't find a single song that I wanted to play tonight.
Not one song?
Not a single one, because they were all so depressing and so sad and nostalgic and reflective. And, you know, I mean, the penguins, which are a species of Magellanic penguins, so they are also known as the jackass penguins, they bray at night underneath the stars, which is so sad.
Allow me to ask you to bray.
No, I can't tell.
Oh, please.
I just can't.
Please,
do
just
it.
A mimic.
No.
Describe the bray. Describe.
Actually, that's exactly what they sound like.
Wow, did you see that? There was a penguin in here.
That's right. I saw it. So the music that I chose was either inspired by some way off foreign place that I've been, that I've really felt with other people that I've just really enjoyed, or they've been particularly upbeat songs that have made me feel a part of the whole community all around me, no matter where I am. And that's what fielded my choice here. It wasn't so much what I would be resonating with if I were on an island in the middle of nowhere, but more what makes me feel connected with people and things.
Let's talk a little bit before we play your first song about this community and your connection with this community. How long have you been associated with Sitka?
Gosh, I came here in the early 90s first, right? And all of the years that I spent so many wonderful summers on the beaches and running around town and on sailboats on wild adventures that Ken knows about very well, or running around. Gosh, when Ken was first interviewing to become general manager, I think we wound up running around the streets of Juneau. And so these times go way back. So there was a lot of reflection also on that time when I chose some of these songs. And the song that I'm going to close with this evening is especially dedicated to some of the community members here in Sitka that I think deserve a special shout out.
great. Trista Patterson is our guest. You've got some family in town.
Mm-hmm. I do. So many people that are listening would know my aunt and uncle, Penny and Don Lehman, and Megan and Torin are also good friends of lots of other listeners out and about. And they're out having wild and crazy times in the world.
That's your niece and nephew.
My niece and nephew. And Britta and Eric Speck and their daughter, Leave, who is very exciting. And also my father lived in town, Pat Patterson, who was a very popular character around town. And we lost him this May, but I know that he's got a lot of really strong attachments. Shoot, he probably knows more people in town than I do. and then there's my mom, who's kind of the whirling dervish that you see running every which way in town, involved in just about everything, Judy Lehman. Mm-hmm.
So we have 10 songs that we're going to play, and we're going to start off with a song that's very appropriately named. Tell
yes.
me about this the first song that you chose.
Islands, the XX. There were a few songs that I could just listen to on repeat over and over and over again, and this is one of them.
Now, I want to hear a little bit about when you first heard this song.
Boy, do I remember? I think I tend to listen to the songs on repeat if I'm trying to work on something really late at night. And so I was probably 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. working on a paper, and I just had this particular album on repeat, probably sometime within the past 2 years.
And does this song remind you of the island that you spent time with the penguins, or another island in your mind? What island does this song called Island make you think
this
of?
This island is much more resonant, and I don't know what it is about its construction that just, I don't know, it hits the right chords. I hope everybody enjoys it.
quer me seguir, não é seguro. Você não quer me trancar num quarto escuro. Às vezes parece até que a gente deu um nó. Hoje eu quero sair só. Você não vai me acertar a queimar roupa. Vem cá, me deixa fugir. Beija a boca. Às vezes parece até que a gente deu um nó. Hoje eu quero sair só. Não demora, eu tô de volta.
Tchau.
Vai ver se eu tô lá. Já deu minha hora e eu não posso ficar.
Tchau.
A lua me chama, eu tenho que ir pra rua.
Tchau.
A lua me chama, eu tenho que ir pra rua. Hoje eu quero sair só. Hoje eu quero sair só. Hoje eu quero sair. A queima-roupa, não. Vem cá, me deixa fugir, me beija a boca. Às vezes parece até que a gente deu um nó.
That was a beautiful couple of songs. So we have Trista Patterson in the studio tonight. No, I'm sorry. We have Trista Patterson on the deserted island.
That's right. She's tonight. Been shipped off.
What was I saying?
She's been deserted.
Trista, what was that song we just heard? It was from Brazil, I think, judging from the whistle.
Right. And that's Lenine. And so that is the island that I'm most currently envisioning because I'm hoping to go to Brazil sometime later this year. I'm super excited about that. The island of Florianópolis. And Lenine I've been listening to for years, an artist totally unknown in the U.S. and has such a beautiful, totally sexy voice that I thought everybody should hear it. So,
You do a lot of living on islands. This is a natural exercise for you,
isn't it? I do. I guess I tend to gravitate toward islands
for better or for worse. You live on the island of Sitka.
I do.
Have been on an island with penguins.
I do.
And now you're headed to an island in Brazil.
Headed to an island in Brazil. And I do lots of things that I guess when I think about my work, we just kind of consider the whole planet to be one giant island in the middle of a rather inhospitable otherwise environment.
Well, let's talk about your work just a little bit, a couple of the things that you've done in the last several years. I think that you would be described in general terms as a resource economist. Is that right?
I work in the field of economics, but also the combination of ecology and economics is my big concern. So any project that can combine the two, I get really excited about.
You were asked to do a TED Talk a few years ago, is that right?
I did a TEDx talk out of Homer, one of the first ones before I think TED was the cool thing it was, and it was a really fun opportunity to explore some different ideas, and those have taken other directions in other talks since then.
So a TED talk is a 15-minute discussion or so that kind of focuses in on topics of I forget what TED means, education. Do you know the TED?
Technology,
education,
and design.
Yes. Could you tell by my eyebrows that I wasn't sure how? So you had 15 minutes. Summarize in 30 seconds what your TED Talk was about.
Three words, I was going to say.
Wow.
Three words. Global economic redesign.
There you go.
That's huge.
Now what should we
talk
about?
Sure. That's the idea, that it needs to get huge and complete reinvention of a system that we've kind of assumed right underneath our noses for so long.
And maybe to reevaluate and reapproach.
Exactly.
Is that kind of it?
Exactly.
Do the words Fulbright scholar mean anything to you?
They mean that I will get a chance to go to that deserted island in Brazil. Maybe not so deserted, but I'm excited about that.
So you've applied to be a Fulbright scholar and have been...
I got notification that I did receive a Fulbright fellowship, which is just a recent thing. So that's my announcement for the night. That's
congratulations.
Super
congratulations. So exciting. Again, three words or 30 seconds, whichever comes first, because some of these are big words. What will you be doing on the island with your Fulbright scholarship?
Besides surfing?
Yes.
Yes.
It's only two words.
Can you get that for that?
Could I? Hey, I think you can get it for making pastries. We talked about
that. I'm a really bad surfer, and so I hope to improve that when I'm down there. But in other terms, I'm going to work on emerging digital technology to work on improvement of deforestation processes in Brazil. Technology has improved incredibly. So Brazil has been working a lot on its deforestation initiatives, and I'm super excited about mobile, social, and digital technology as it helps us do that.
Well, we'll hear more about that when you're on your not-so-deserted island coming up here in the next year or so.
I hope sometime this winter, because that's a really good time to be away from our weather systems here. And ironically, those penguins that I was talking about, they're the fair weather penguins. And occasionally they would wind up taken by errant currents and wind up on the beaches of Brazil. And they would have to put out public service announcements to Brazilians in Portuguese saying, please don't put the penguins in the freezer because this is not those species of penguin. They're warm weather penguins. But when I was down in Argentina and I was imagining the party penguins headed to Brazil for the party. I mean, it's right around, you know, January, February. I was really envious. So that's what that last song was all about.
You might see a friend wash up.
That's right.
At some point.
That's right.
Let's talk about your next song.
It's not a tuxedo.
Next song is L'Ombelico del Mundo. So this one is in honor of all of the folks that I've ever rafted with all around the world. And it's off an album called Raccolta, which is the collection. And I remember it waking up playing at full blast at the rafting base at about 6 a.m. and everyone kind of tottering out of their tents or their trailers or wherever they were staying to go out on the river and take the next round of clients down. And this happened to be in Italy. So the next two songs are from Italy. The second one, I think everybody's going to recognize. That's also an Italian song, but it's of a very different genre. So this first one, the translation of the title is the umbilical or the belly button of the world. And there's a form of island there. And the next one is a song of rebellion.
All right. We'll get to the rebellion a little later. And you said rafting camp. So briefly tell me what role you played in the world of rafting. So people came to get on the rafts and
sure.
And ride down white water in Italy. So let me know the river and what did you do?
This is on the Noce River. And
around where is that?
It's about halfway between Milan and Venice. It's up in the Dolomite Mountains, very close to the border. And it's an incredibly beautiful place, and tourists would come from all over Europe to do some very technical, very interesting whitewater rafting. Whitewater is a great
passion. 3, 4, and 5 level. Do they share that whole scale?
They share the same grade. And for years, I was a raft guide there on the Noce River.
So you paddled, drove, captained. What do you call it? A raft?
I guided a raft.
You guided a raft. And I just need to tunnel back to that moment. You were going to school in Italy?
That was before my years of schooling. And I'd started in Argentina when I escaped from the penguins.
Okay.
And I really wanted to be with people. The first place I gravitated to, just as I did in my college days, was toward the river. And so I went to the area of Esquel and Bariloche in Argentina and met a woman whose brother was starting a rafting company in Italy. And he really needed guides. It was a very new sport in Italy.
And had you ever done that before?
I had, but not that kind. So I'd guided in Idaho, Arizona, Colorado, but nothing like that. And it was a very different place.
And did you speak Italian before you went?
Not a word, but, you know, penguin suffices.
Hey, all.
So
that's
this
what
song,
I said.
This song, now to get back to the song, is the song that gets you up and ready to spend a day with your oars in the water running through the level 4 and 5 rapids.
That's right. This is the umbilical of the world, where all of the energy is born and where all things strange also originate.
Facce mestizie di razze nuove, come il millennio mondo, è qui che nasce l'energia. Centro nevralgico del nuovo mondo, da qui che parte ogni nuova via. Dalle province del grande impero sento una voce che si sta alzando. Questo è l'ombelico del mondo e noi stiamo già ballando. Questo è l'ombelico del mondo.
Reminds me of Bugs Bunny.
How so?
Well, it was, let's see, that was, I believe, Bugs and Elmer, I think. It's from the cartoons, from the Looney Tunes.
Oh, I don't remember it from that.
Yeah, they did that, and they also did the Barbara of Sevilla. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, Trista Patterson is our deserted island dweller. And what brought that song to your list? Trista?
That song is on my list because, you know, if I were stuck on an island occasionally, I would just have to get things done. And that song, it always reminds me of getting things done against all odds. And that song, the literal translation of that song, Donna è mobile, means women are weak. And Del piume vento means they're flighty, like a feather on the wind, and they're always changing their mind, and they can be pushed around, and they need certain guidance and instruction. And I remember there were certain times in working in Italy where there was just a lot of the public sentiment was that women should not be raft guiding anyway. There were a lot of very superstitious little old ladies in the valley who would come up to me on the street and tell me that what I was doing wasn't good for my health. It wasn't good for any number of things. And that song simply captured, you know, the sense of public sentiment. And my response was generally to whistle from Rigoletto.
Nice.
And it still is one of those things that I find myself humming when I find myself against other odds.
Did you ever get a reaction or a response from when you whistled?
No, I think this is one of those
eye-rolling
very personal songs that for me has meaning. But I think a lot of people listen to that song and don't realize exactly the underlying meaning that there is to that. And it plays an interesting role in that particular opera. But
how do the men and women in your raft address the idea of you as a guide?
there were a couple of different clienteles. The Germans would always show up swearing that they spoke English, and as soon as white water would come in front of them, they would quickly forget every word of English, and I'd wind up screaming "Achtung, Achtung!" all the way down the river. And there were the gondoliers from Venice who would show up, and they were very elegant, and they were so cavalier, you know, and they were incredibly genteel and very good boatmen, and they took offense to the fact that that they were not allowed to bring me down the river. But they were entirely genteel at the dinner table afterward. So that was wonderful. The Sardinians, on the other hand, were hell in a handbasket, because those guys were mutiny all over the place. And there were a couple of times when I had to crawl out of my raft and switch a raft with one of my neighboring guides, because it just wasn't happening.
Wow.
Were you ever thrown from your raft?
Yes. And there are rules about this in Italy. And I know that you two are both very attached to Italy, and I could tell that when the music was playing, you had a certain nostalgia about the music and the lyrics. But they also have a very rigorous social rule. So just the same thing, unlike any other place where you raft guide, if you drop your paddle as a guide, then you pay a beer. If you fall out of the raft as the guide, then you pay a bottle of champagne. If you flip the raft, that means that you're in the water and all of your clients are as well, then you have to both buy a cake and a bottle of grappa, which is hard Italian liquor. And you must make sure that you finish the bottle of liquor before you go back up to the top of the run to do another descent. And that might be that day, in which case you're running around with a bottle of liquor you must confess your sin to everybody around you, asking them to take a drink off of the bottle of grappa. Or you've got a hard night coming because you've got to finish it all yourself before the next day that you do the run. It's all character building.
It sure
fundamentally.
Is.
I love it.
The next song in the list, and by the way, after this next set, we're going to have dessert.
Oh, good.
But what do we have coming up next?
This one's a French song, Le Vent nous portera. The wind that takes us. And it's one of those things where, you know, travels, you never know. You can't ever anticipate what it is that brings you any one particular place. And you hope that it's some kind of cosmic circumstance and fate that's brought you there. And so this song definitely has that centrality to it.
You're listening to Earbones, and this is Canon Rachel hosting Trista Patterson on our deserted island. She's chosen 10 songs that she would take with her to an island if she were going to be there, maybe for the rest of her days. And we're talking a little bit about why she chose this music. And you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Is this song a song that you have known for a long, long time, or is this relatively new to you?
probably about seven years amongst my travels.
And have you listened to this song in France or only not in France?
Yeah, first time I heard this song was in my friend Judith's kitchen, which is a place where all wonderful things of cosmic circumstance actually happen.
Le vent l'emportera.
Well, I love the Eurythmics just about every song. But why particularly that song, Trista?
Well, let's see. Last time I heard this song was, again, in France over Christmas break. And Judith and I were doing a road trip to the coast of Normandy. And this song came on the radio. And we turned it up. And both of us definitely agreed that this is one of those songs that was completely timeless. And, you know, Sweet Dreams, it's very apropos of a deserted island.
Yes, and very apropos of dessert.
Right.
And it is time to hear about what dessert you would bring to your deserted island.
Also French, also coming from that exact same magical kitchen. Tarte au chocolat. And so this one is very easy, barely need to bake it, and it is decadent as all get out.
And what I want to know what kind of chocolate you would use if you could not, if you were not in France, if you were here in Sitka.
You know, I like to think of airdrops.
Uh-huh.
You know, with small parachutes of
right,
things. I mean, if I can't get to France, I like to think of small packages coming to me no matter where I am.
Little bits of France coming to you.
Right. That's it. I mean, these are extreme times and extreme places, and therefore we need to resort to extreme measures.
Okay.
Surely. I think of little parachutes with very fine French chocolate no matter where I am.
So when you happen to find this chocolate on the beach, you'll be making this dessert.
Well, that's right. And we're going to post it on the web, right?
Yes, yeah. We are going to post it on the web. And it does look pretty simple. And I'm really excited to try it.
Very, very simple, very decadent.
Describe it a bit.
It's got two different types of cream because, you know, it's French and one type of cream just isn't good enough. So multiple types of cream and the chocolate, the good stuff. Not just any old chocolate, mm-hmm. but really the good stuff, the best stuff you can get your hands on. And you melt it all down and then you pour it into the shell and then you just await for the magic to happen.
Mm. Sounds like heaven. Don't want to be kicking any sand in that tart.
No. But it goes good with just about everything. Crystallized ginger, rosemary. You can steep Szechuan pepper into the cream, which is a very exciting alternative. That is a good dessert right there. Mm. And you can't burn it. So no need to worry. Very straightforward.
Can't go wrong. Well, this is going to be on the website along with Trista's song list from her deserted island.
Right.
So check it out. And so what I don't have the list in front of me. What's coming up next?
So now we have two songs which are get up and dance worthy.
Celebrating music.
Celebrating music and all things spirited. First one should be very familiar and American. Second one is slightly more sublime and from Sweden, of all places.
So we're imagining you hopping around on the sand, I think. This is the when you're on the island and you feel the need, you know, for release. You've cleaned your hut.
That's right.
You've broken a coconut for the day. And
that's
right. Made dessert.
And I'm willing to bet that all of the listeners out there will find their heads bobbing. They might start to move around a little bit.
This is the song that you would play right after the miniature parachute from France.
That's right. You're walking down a sandy beach. You pick up a small exotic bar of chocolate specially sent to you from the far regions of France. And you begin to...
I won't ever slack off. I'll bust them in the eye, and then I'll take the punks out. Feeling funky, amps in a trunk, and I got more rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Sure enough, I got blocked from the kids on the hill with my mom and my pops. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get down your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. And the Bible's got Psalms. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle with a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool. Cause I do to the death. Trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Better yet, a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me out like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk, bitch. Get used to one style, yo, and I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck, buck, get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I want ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
Swedish fish is one of the things I think of when I hear Sweden. Swedish meatballs, I think of.
Of course.
But that was a Swedish band.
That's right. That's right. So that one's for my mom, who does all things Swedish at her house, as it turns out, especially in the kitchen.
So describe a Swedish dish or two.
Let's see. Well, typically it starts out with something fairly bland and white and somewhat gelatinous. But then then it adds lots of wonderful flavor from the landscape, which turns into a wonderful thing. My mom has a habit of garnishing things with lots of wildflowers and local fruits and little whispers of interesting flavors that she's picked up along the way. She was super proud to win the breads competition in the Alaska State Fair this year because of her unique, right, special Scandinavian touch.
So where did you hear this band first? Dance, Dance, Dance. That was not, you said meals often start off kind of bland. That was certainly not a bland song.
That was spicy. Yeah. That was nice.
That was. It's a Scandinavian spicy, you know. We tend
kind
to,
of a clean, wholesome spicy.
That's right. That's right. We wiggle our hips, but we're wholesome doing so.
So what Swedish percentage are you? How much of you is Swedish?
I have no idea the exact percentage, but I think it has to – let's just say the attitude makes the difference.
Okay.
That pushes you over the 50%.
That's right.
And I would say bland is not a word that would come to mind when it comes to describing you. Trista Patterson, our guest on Deserted Island tonight. This is Ear Bones here with Ken and Rachel and Trista. And we're almost all the way through your 10 songs on your Deserted Island. And I just have to say it's been a lovely list. But we're about ready to take, I think, a turn.
That's right. That's right. We're getting into the classics at the very end of the set here. And so this one, this second to the last one is Je ne regrette rien, which is I regret nothing, except for how I pronounced it.
I was going to say, you say that a lot better than I do.
Je regrette rien.
I know, I can't say it. I just say rien.
Edith Piaf, she's an absolute classic, and she does everything right every time.
Now, Edith is an artist. I'll bet that you enjoy many of her songs. Fair enough?
Yes.
When you thought about your list of 10, but by the way, was this exercise, you've been on islands before, and we talked about the penguins and your time with islands. Was this exercise in choosing 10 now, in this last week that you've done it, easy, difficult, enjoyable, not so much?
Totally enjoyable. I would encourage everyone that Ken and Rachel asked to do this. So worthwhile, and makes me want to be back in touch with all of my friends from all the past moments and just fun places and fun people. And if I hadn't have chosen this song by Edith Piaf, I would have chosen the song Je ne veux pas travailler, je ne veux pas déjeuner. Mm-hmm. You know, Pink Martini does a wonderful version of
they
that
do
song. I love that song, but this is reverting more to the classic French classic.
And I think there's something about the name and the attitude of this song that really speaks of and from you. And can you summarize that essence?
What would I say? You know, this song, this woman speaks with it just incredible strength from her gut, and she has sung from her gut after so many years, and you look at her musical history and it just comes through so strongly in her voice, and I appreciate that. I think she would also say, looking back on her life, that she regrets absolutely nothing, and I hope that each one of us, when we look back, we would say exactly the same.
Ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal. chagrins, mes plaisirs. Je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours. Je repars à zéro. Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien, ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal. Tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie, car mes jours. Ça commence avec toi.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. But baby, I'm confused about you. You get me in a spin. Oh, what a stew I'm in, 'cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none. And isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology and a little more about psychology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. I guess I better get out the encyclopedia and brush up on from schmur to schmoo. 'Cause I don't know enough about you.
And that was I Don't Know Enough About You. And I feel like we have gotten to know more about you. And evidently I didn't know enough because I learned some things. And who was that?
That was Peggy Lee. And the reason why I played that one is because I wanted to dedicate that to everyone who's listening who has ever worked or donated time to the different members at either the Swan Lake Senior Center or the Sitka Community Hospital, because I can't tell you how many wonderful times I walked into the Sitka Community Hospital and there was this wonderful music playing of just another different era, and there were sing-alongs going, and it was always of this very classical genre of music. And that particular song was my dad's absolute favorite, and I remember him singing it and humming it several times to me. And the fact that so many people donate all of their time to make such a special place and such a special experience for so many others is just really wonderful. So all of the staff and everyone who cares for others in this community, that was for all of you who get to know others that you don't know enough about.
Oh, that's great. You know, that reminds me, we had Amanda Taylor on a couple weeks ago, and she works with Braveheart Volunteers, and so that just reminds me of some of the things she was saying about getting to know people in the community, you know, that you wouldn't know otherwise by helping them.
It's a magical thing.
Yeah.
It's what we do.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So thank you, Trista, for putting the time. Clearly, you thought about this quite a lot, and that takes some time and effort. And then you came in, so we want to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Total pleasure. Do it again in a heartbeat.
Well, we have many, many options and ideas for different voices that will explain their 10 songs and about what music means to them and what they want to bring to their time when it is time to have only 10 songs to think about life and what life means. And clearly music is a big part of your life, Trista.
Yes. In a way that I've always learned foreign languages too. I mean, that's one of those things where you listen to music and you think about meaning and you let things absorb in very subliminal ways. So any of you trying to learn languages, I just strongly suggest to pick up your favorite disc of some other language and pick up a dictionary and go for it, because that's always the way I've learned foreign languages. And it's the most intuitive one and the easiest one for sure.
Lovely. Well, I think it might be time for Trista to be rescued. And
ahoy!
A ship is on the horizon.
Thank God!
The 10 songs were great.
Woof, what a relief.
But maybe a few more would be good.
There's the monkey. I was wondering when the monkey was going to come out.
The monkey was late and subdued on Trista's Island. So it's 9:34. This is Ear Bones, and you've been listening to Trista Patterson's 10 songs on her deserted island. So thanks again. We're going to round out the hour with some stories. We also have a visitor from who lives near Oxford, England, that we'll be chatting with here in the next 25 minutes or so. And we're going to move next to a song by a band named Pink Martini. And it's a tune called Moon River.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Old dream maker, you heart breaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Moon River we
Lines, fake prizes rising out of the bomb holes. Skeleton boys hyped up in purple. Smoke rings blow from across the disco. Bank notes burn like broken equipment. Looking for shelter, readjust your position. Crowd control, those written confessions. Two dimensions, dumb your head down. Gun don't look now, company missiles. Power is raunchy, and the cops are watching. Make your dreams out of paper mache. Cliche wasted, hate taste tested.
Hell yes.
Not moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes.
Now turning it on, I'm working my legs.
Hell yes.
Now I'm calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes.
Now I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct. Stretch to the limit, attention span, snap back, retract. Collapse into laugh tracks, noise response, applause and hand claps. Floodgates open to the sound of the rainbow. Breaking points on the verge of pointless. Fools anointed to the followers' fanfare. Look for the common, not superficial. Code red, cola worker for many crises. Profundity idols, rewriting the Bibles. With magic markers running out of the ink. Lives and white out, turn the lights out. Fax machine anthems, get your damn hands up.
Hell yes.
Not moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes.
Now I'm turning it on, I'm working my legs.
Hell yes.
Now I'm calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes.
Now I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
stare at your bass.
Yes.
Your beat is nice.
Yes. Hell yes. Hell yes. Hell yes. Hell yes. Yes.
Song from the Sugar Cubes, Girl Like You. Before that, Oasis did Morning. Am I right?
No, it was Birthday.
But that was Birthday from Sugar Cubes. Beck before that with Hell Yes. And the Human League, Don't You Want Me. And Pink Martini started that set off with a song called Moon River. And I mentioned that we might chat with a guest, and we're going to do that. The guest is James from a town outside of Oxford, England, if I've got that right. What's the name of the town that
That's
you live
right.
next to?
A small town by the name of Stroud.
Stroud has got, you said, about 30,000 people?
That's right.
And you live on a farm outside of the town of Stroud.
I do, yes. In a very rural community, surrounded by horses, fields, and beautiful views. Not quite as spectacular as the views from Sitka, but they're still beautiful by English standards.
You've been here a week or so?
Around a week, yeah.
What do you think of Alaska?
It's beautiful. You know, I had many ideas before I came here of the scenery and the beauty of the contrast between sea and mountain. But also I've got to learn a lot about the community here. And we've been to see the Arts Center, the work that's been put in here at the radio station. And I can see that it's a wonderful, close community with a lot of involvement from many people.
Yeah, that's I think that's a good summary of this community is involvement from many, many people. You're a mountaineer. And
I am.
You've been name some areas that you've climbed some mountains.
I've climbed a lot in the Alps, in the Andes. Some in Africa, a little in the Rockies. But there's a big target for me, which is Denali, which sometime I hope to come back and do when the weather is a little bit better than it is right now.
So mountain climbing comes in different degrees of technical difficulty, mm-hmm. Different levels of equipment and ropes and techniques. Mm-hmm. Can you summarize kind of what niche you enjoy?
I'm a mountaineer. My target is to get to the top by whatever means. I'm not an out-and-out rock climber. I don't spend all day on a rock face, being very technical about it. It's more about the summiting for me, the beautiful views from the top and the experience in getting there.
Oxygen?
No, I've never used oxygen. I've never been really high enough for that. Maybe when I go to the Himalayas, which is the next target, then maybe I'll get into oxygen.
We all hear about Everest. Is that a target of yours?
I think that Everest is a mountain that's really overdone. It's a trophy mountain. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people going up there that shouldn't be going up there. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of debris. There's a lot of over-competition. There's a lot of death on the mountain because of the people that shouldn't be there and because of the commercial nature of a lot of the mountaineering that goes on there. So I'm really not a fan of Everest. And there are some fantastic peaks in the Himalayas that are much more unspoilt than Everest and see a lot less traffic. And those would be my sort of targets.
What do you think about that, the spoiling of a beautiful, magnificent mountain because mm-hmm. everybody wants to climb the mountain? And, you know, I think we could agree that there's a noble spark, but that ends up being something that many people kind of then shy away from. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that whole concept in mountaineering? And it exists in other areas of life too, but mm-hmm. mountaineering-wise.
If you're a mountaineer, you've got to appreciate the beauty of the environment that you're in, not spoil it. So once you've done your mountaineering, you have to clear off after you. And there's been good programs on Everest and other big mountains, clearing up vast quantities of spent oxygen canisters and all the debris that goes along with an expedition. Yes, that's going to get there in the first place, but then you've got to do something about it when you've finished. And there's a lot of people who will do that, but there are some, often in the name of commercialism, who won't pay attention to that, and that leads to the degradation of the environment and the degradation of the local community, upset between tourists, mountaineers, and the local community, and that can all be counterproductive. So we need to aim for sustainable mountaineering.
That's a noble sentiment. And my next question is about Trivial Pursuit, the original Genus Edition. the card with the question, what is the highest mountain in the world? This is early 80s, I think. Mm-hmm. And the answer is listed as K2. Do you know anything about the notion of what is the highest mountain in the world and whether it's gone back and forth from Everest to K2?
It has gone back and forth. I know that there were some geological surveys around 100 years ago that were inaccurate. But you can look at other mountains as well that are not in the Himalaya. And you can look at the, because of the curvature of the Earth, in fact, the peak is arguably further from the center of the Earth than Everest. So it depends on how you look at it. But in terms of above sea level, I think we've probably come to the consensus now that it is Everest.
So maybe K2 was making a rise because it was further from the center of the Earth, kind of like the Earth as an egg sort of thing, an oblong shape.
A little bit, but not a lot. I think it was really an inaccuracy in those early surveys. Mm-hmm. I think that's what was really the problem.
So Everest is it.
I'm here to say categorically on Raven Radio, Everest is the highest mountain in the world.
Hear, hear. And I wish you wonderful travels on the mountains around Sitka. You took an adventure today, I think, to...
Yeah. Well, we just went out to Mosquito Cove today. It was a little claggy higher up, but maybe we'll get up Harbor Mountain in the next couple of days.
And Beaver Lake, I think, in the last few days.
Yes, we were up at Beaver Lake. Absolutely beautiful.
Excellent. Well, enjoy your time here, and thank you very much for selecting a few of the previous songs. And I think the next song is a tune that you have selected as well, and that is a tune from Oasis, I believe.
That's right. Oasis, one of the formative bands of indie music in the UK. And this is Morning Glory, one of their famous tracks. And I was at Nebworth, which is a small town outside London, in 1996 for one of their biggest ever concerts. It was an outside concert of around 100,000 people. And I was there with a bunch of very good friends, and this track was the one they finished with, and it evokes great memories of that evening.
You and me and the rest of Southeast Alaska and the 100,000 people at that concert are together now. have been listening to Earbones here on your community radio station, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Ken, along with the lovely and talented
Rachel,
bidding you a good night and a great weekend. What a fun show tonight.
Yeah, it was great. And thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for Stupid and Contagious.
You know, I had an idea that just sprung into my head a few minutes ago. What if we, at the end of a show, named who was going to be on the deserted island next week, but like we plucked it out of the phone book so that nobody, not even us, knew, and that you would then be notified instead of asked?
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
I don't know how it would go over.
No, I don't either. In any case, thank you to Trista Patterson for coming in and being on our deserted island tonight. We're going to post the show, her song, so if you like something, you'll know who it was and what it was, and also her recipe. Probably it won't be until midday tomorrow.
Tomorrow, is
when it will be posted. So look forward to that. This is KCAW Sitka. Thanks so much for listening. It's 10 o'clock. Have a great night.